Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a midnight-style Amen Shuffle in Ableton Live 12 that feels clean, tight, and DJ-ready, but still has that chopped vinyl attitude. So the goal here is not a sterile break. We want punch, pocket, and a little grime on the edges. Something that can sit under a reese, support an intro, or drive a transition in a drum and bass set without falling apart. We'll start by setting the project up properly. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to 172 BPM to begin with. That's a great working zone for this style. Then drag in an Amen break on an audio track. If the break isn't already sitting correctly with the session tempo, turn warp on, use beats mode, and keep the preserve setting on transients. The idea is to lock it to the grid without killing the natural movement. And that's a big point here. Don't overcorrect every tiny detail. A little looseness helps the break feel alive. Before we chop anything, clean the source. Add EQ 8 first. High pass somewhere around 30 to 40 Hz to clear out useless rumble. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs a bit more snap, add a gentle lift somewhere around 6 to 8 kHz. After that, drop in drum bus. Keep the drive modest, just enough to thicken the break. A little crunch is fine, but don't overdo boom if you want this to stay DJ tool clean. Then use saturator with soft clip on, and just a few dB of drive. The point is to add density and control, not smash the life out of the transients. If there's too much room noise or bleed, a gate can help, but use it lightly. Now for the fun part, chopping the Amen. You've got two main ways to do this. The easiest is to right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. For this kind of groove, slice by transient first. That gives you the hits as playable pieces, which makes it much easier to build a custom shuffle. If you want more deliberate rhythmic control, slicing by 1/8 notes can work too, but transients usually give you more character. You can also do it manually by duplicating the clip, turning on warp markers, and moving or trimming hits directly in arrangement view. Just make sure you use fades if you're creating new edges, so you don't introduce clicks. Now build the core pattern. Think like a drum and bass programmer, but also like a sampler musician. The main snare anchors should be strong and reliable, usually landing on 2 and 4. The kick should support the groove, but not dominate the whole thing. Then fill in the spaces with ghost notes, little hat flicks, and chop details that make the break breathe. A useful mental model is this. The main hits are the spine, and the ghost hits are the motion. Keep the backbeat clear, then let the smaller notes dance around it. This is where swing makes the whole thing come alive. Open the groove pool and try an MPC style 16th swing. Start subtle. You do not need to push the whole loop hard. In fact, a light amount of timing swing, maybe around 15-30%, often feels better than a heavy shuffle. Add a small amount of velocity variation too, because micro contrast matters a lot here. Even tiny differences in how hard each hit lands can make the loop feel much more human. One good trick is to apply swing mostly to the ghost notes and hats, while keeping the main snares a little tighter. That way the break feels loose and late night, but the listener still locks onto the bar. Next, let's give it that chopped vinyl character. This is what separates a clean Amen tool from something with personality. Create a second layer for texture. You can duplicate the break track and process it differently, or build a separate texture track with a filtered, degraded version of the same material. High pass the texture layer somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight the body of the main break. Then add some subtle redux, vinyl distortion or erosion. Keep it restrained. We're talking about a hint of sampler dust, not full-on destruction. The best approach is usually to let this layer sit lower in the mix so it's felt more than heard. That gives you grime without mud. A really good teacher-style reminder here. Think in layers of responsibility. Let one layer own punch, one layer own movement, and one layer own grime. If every layer is trying to do everything, the groove gets cloudy fast. And if your vinyl layer is sitting in the same frequency zone as the snare crack, they're going to fight. So keep the texture thinner, higher, or quieter if needed. Protect the backbeat. Now tighten the groove. This matters a lot if the loop is meant to be used like a DJ tool. Make sure the downbeat is exactly on the grid. The loop length is seamless, and the slices don't click. Use warp markers, clip gain, fades, consolidate if needed, and crop the sample once you're happy. If a slice feels just a hair late, don't be afraid to nudge it a few milliseconds. You do not have to quantize every last thing to perfection. Human slippage, especially on hats and ghost notes, is part of the midnight feel. At this point, shape the transient envelope. If you're working inside Sampler or a drum rack, shorten any overly long tails and trim anything that clutters the shuffle. A clean Amen tool should hit hard but stay tidy. You can put drum bus, EQ8, and then a compressor or glue compressor on the drum rack for finishing. Keep compression light, maybe just 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. If you use glue compressor, a slower attack and medium release usually preserve the snap while adding cohesion. Soft clip can give you a little more density too, as long as you don't flatten the attack. Now add a few supporting layers if you want extra motion. Tiny percussion, shakers, rim clicks, reverse chops, or little vinyl noise bursts can make the groove feel more alive. But keep all of that out of the low end. High pass those layers above 200 Hz if necessary, pan them a bit for space, and keep the volume low enough that they support the groove instead of cluttering it. This is how you get that rolling midnight motion without losing the clean DJ tool function. And remember, this should work at low volume too. If the groove only feels good when it's loud, it might be relying too much on transient aggression. Check it quietly. If it still reads, the rhythm is strong. For a more professional arrangement, think in phrases. A great DJ tool should have a mix-in section, a full section, and a mix-out section. You might start with a stripped intro for the first bar or two, bring the full break in after that, add a variation or extra ghost note pattern in the next bar, and then strip it back down again with a filter or drum drop. That gives the loop a purpose. It becomes something you can actually use in a set, not just a beat that repeats forever. Use auto filter for movement, maybe a little echo on selected hits for dubby tails, and very light reverb only where it helps. Utility is useful too for checking width and mono compatibility. Keep the kick and main snare centered. Let the texture and top end elements widen a bit if needed, but always test in mono. A strong DJ tool still needs to hold up collapsed down. Here's a nice advanced move. Make two versions of the loop. One version should be cleaner and more mix-friendly. The other should be dirtier, more chopped, and more underground. Keep the core groove the same so they feel related. Then the second version can be used for breakdowns, darker sections, or transitions. That kind of variation makes the loop feel like it evolves instead of just repeating. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't over-quantize everything. Don't drown the break in vinyl crackle. Don't pile up too much low-mid energy around 200 to 500 Hz. Don't crush the transients with too much compression or saturation. And don't swing the whole loop so hard that the drum and bass drive disappears. The snare should still land with authority. That's the anchor. If you want to push the idea further, try alternating ghost note density from one bar to the next. Keep one bar sparse, then make the next one a little busier. Or offset a top percussion layer slightly late so it drags against the locked main break in a subtle, human way. Another good move is to resample the loop once it's working. Bounce it to audio, re-import it, and compare it to the original. Often the resampled version has a more convincing sampled from vinyl vibe than a plug-in heavy chain. So to wrap it up, the workflow is simple but powerful. Start with a clean Amen source. Clean it just enough to control the mud, but keep the dynamics alive. Chop it into playable slices. Add subtle swing with the groove pool. Layer in vinyl-style texture without destroying the punch. Then arrange it like a real DJ tool, with clean sections for mixing and enough variation to stay interesting. The big takeaway is this. Clean does not have to mean sterile and dirty does not have to mean messy. In drum and bass, the best break tools have punch, pocket, personality, and mix-ready clarity. Build those four things, and you've got a serious Midnight Amen shuffle with top vinyl character. If you want, I can also turn this into a more concise version for recording, or expand it into a full step-by-step Ableton session walkthrough.